Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Carlin Barrow, postgraduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today in Bajan History, February 1st, 1840, the Barbadian newspaper carried a tagline, "The State of Sugar Production and Labor." Only weeks ago, the island's newspapers reported improvement, peace, industry, and better conduct among the agricultural laboring population. But that scene has now changed. Bad news is coming in from the countryside. The cause, we are told, is the contract law, recently passed in conformity with the model sent from the colonial office, assented to by the governor and formally published. So lamented the editorial of the Barbadian on this day, February 1st, 1840, a year and a half after the abolition of slavery. The cause of this unrest on the plantations was the contract law. Laborers believed that this law was meant to bind again the yoke of slavery upon them. They refused to enter into written contracts, preferring strike action. The Barbadian reported that some 30 estates were without a single laborer. The laborer, it insists, are not fools. Even in slavery, they were known for sharp intellect and clever calculation. The youngest, it says, could reckon as accurately by head as any master with pen and ink down to the last copper. Freedom, far from dulling their minds, has sharpened them. Yet, the paper asked, has freedom also sharpened their worst traits? In addition to the strike, the Barbadian also noted arson was now widespread. And now, fire. 27 fires have already broken out. Most are believed to be the work of incendiaries. Large rewards are offered enough, it is said, to make a laborer wealthy, yet no one speaks. No clues, no arrest. One man threatened with eviction is reported to have warned, "You had better not. The fires have not begun yet." The paper asked, should he not have been seized immediately? The country, the paper warned, is entering the year in a dangerous state. Fires, threats of more scarcity of provision and corn after drought and a sugar crop not expected to exceed 10,000 hogsheads. The result, distress for the poor, severe pressure on the middle class, and ruin for many landowners. When agriculture suffers, the paper declared, everyone suffers. The Barbadian admitted its tone was gloomy, but insisted it cannot prophesy smooth things when the signs of the times are so clear. All that remains, it concludes, is urgent and incessant prayer. And so on this day, February 1st, 1840, Barbados stood tense, divided, and afraid, and the question still lingers. Was the contract law about order, or was it another chain forged in paper instead of iron?
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.